out the slums of the motherfucking Northwest. Making their way through the cities in the forest. Y'all now tuned to the Jeff and Greg podcast. This shit like a log from a dog's ass. So drink your box of cheap beer till you're so trash. You drop the left and shit your pants, and that's a known fact. Greg might be on some magic mushrooms, he got no class. So Jeff will pull his wheel, and obviously he ain't got no gas. Go past the gold hash, cause laughs is in the forecast. More beer, get more smashed than clean talk at the doormat. Grab your popcorn, funny rings, and an egg roll. Tell us spread and late, so I love the Jeff and Greg. From the IDA, it'll help you with your day, bro. Hey, no joke, sponsor Jeff is wider than that yayo. But rather, there's some Legos, got some crazy shit to say, though. Custom like they bosses took them off the fucking payroll. Some call it a grind, but we call it the sarcophagus. Comedy kings drinking beers and around just talking shit. Jeff and Greg snatching confidence, such a consciousness. Listen close and get off all these thoughts from me.
Dirty balls.
Oh yeah. That's nice. It's crispy. What's up, everybody? We're back.
Ooh, so fucking crispy.
This is the Jeff and Greg podcast coming at you live from Grey Bush Studios. This is episode 195.
Damn!
195.
195, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're creeping up on 200.
Damn!
Creeping. Yeah, like TLC.
Like right in through your windows and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's up, 200? I see you,
200. Shaking that ass.
Damn, 200. You looking thick, girl. Yeah, why is 200 looking so thick?
I don't know, man.
She's a thick girl.
She's a thick bitch. She shops at Lane Bryant, bro.
Damn, bro. I don't even know what that means.
It's an old fat lady store that used to be at the mall.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
They shut it down because they couldn't keep up because everyone's fat now.
Like, we gotta go to somewhere else.
Now they just make big sections in every store.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
That's like the wave. Like, it's a wave of things now. Just everybody's like plus size.
Pretty much, bro.
Not me. I'm losing weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look.
Do I look trimmer?
You look trim. That's the word I was going to use.
Thank you, man.
Trim.
Yeah.
And svelte.
I just can't get that last 15 pounds.
I just can't get that last 35 pounds, man. It's really just fucking.
It's just really poking at me, bro. It's a bitch. It is, man. Yeah, man. It really is a cocksucker.
Yeah. Ugh. I try to eat at McDonald's only like 3 or 4 times a week.
That's it.
I cut it back, man.
Cut it way back, bro. I only drink Diet Pops now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I eat Reese's Pieces only by the handful instead of by the bag.
Right. Yeah.
Try to do what I can. You know, I'm limiting myself.
It's a start. It's all baby steps.
Hell yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm riding a fucking cloud 9 right now, bro.
Why?
Just coming off a good ass vacation, man.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Boise. Went to that water park down there.
Oh, yeah.
That water park is fucking badass, by the way. Oh, dude, it's so much fun. You know what sucks, though?
What?
That drive.
I was just going to say.
That fucking drive blows.
Getting to Boise sucks.
Yeah, and getting home. Yeah, it's not the fun part.
Yeah.
We stayed down there 3 days. On the first night, we went to Dave and Buster's. I've never been there before.
It's fun.
I didn't realize how fun it was.
Yeah. It's like a fucking arcade, but for everyone.
Yeah. I drank a couple Blue Moons.
You could drink beer.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a good time, man.
You could do some VR.
We did. Yeah. They had a Top Gun one now.
Shit.
Yeah, they have a Top Gun Maverick VR. I went with a bunch of little kids, and the first thing they said was Transformers. And then the group after us was like, Maverick. And I was like, oh, I didn't even fucking know they had that.
Oh, dude.
I was so sad.
That's my dream.
Me too.
To sit.
I was like, I want to be Maverick.
Sit co-pilot in a F-18.
Nah, let's be real. You want to sit on his lap while he's flying an F-18.
You're such a fucking dipshit. But you're right.
Yeah, I know. It's Tom Cruise. Who doesn't want to sit on his lap?
He's like, sit right here.
Sit on Papa Cruz's lap.
Papa Cruz? He is older than my dad. So.
He looks good for being that old, though. Yeah. But your dad looks good as fuck.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to clip that and send it to him.
Yeah, dude. You should clip that and put it on the fucking soundboard.
Like, Greg thinks you're fine.
Oh, damn. Your daddy look hot as fuck, son.
Wow. Yeah. You really turned a page, bro.
Did I?
Yeah.
What page was that?
I mean, I'm used to
off of the straight and narrow?
I'm used to you talking about my...
Your mom?
My mom. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you got to mix it up a little bit, man. You know, yeah. It's 2022 now, bro.
Let me say motherfucker to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep talking about my mom, bro.
Why? She's a fine lady.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You can say anything you want.
I'll take her out for a nice seafood dinner. Never call her back.
That's gross.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. Dorothy Mantooth.
And we've been referencing Anchorman so much that I think...
It's bleeding over.
Well, I think it's going to be time to watch it now. So.
Oh, it has to.
Yeah.
It's so good, dude. The original, man. You got to fucking watch that original.
Yeah.
You know what's been kind of creeping up on my feed? Semi-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good-ass movie, dude. That's
a good one.
That's a good movie. Underrated, I think.
I was just going to say, it's one of those Will Ferrell movies that doesn't get a lot of mention.
Yeah, but it's fucking good. There's some good shit in it.
Yeah.
He's like a self-promoted basketball coach. He's trying to bring people into his fucking stadium.
Yeah.
It's always like four or five people. And then somebody wins that check. The hippie dude, he throws that basketball from like the fucking halfway mark or some shit and makes it. He's always had a real check. He's like, no.
No. When you start thinking about Will Ferrell movies, though, you're like, yeah, they're all good.
Yeah. They really are.
Yeah, except for the ones where he tried to get a little bit serious.
I even like those. Like, Stranger Than Fiction was pretty good. I like that one, where the people were narrating his death.
I don't remember it.
No. Not a lot of people do.
He had a couple of fucking stinkers, though.
Did he?
Yeah.
Which one?
They tried to remake Bewitched.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Nobody ever talks about Bewitched. Yeah, that was a dumb one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but that came out right in the height of Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I went out and I bought that on DVD. I was like, oh, this has got to be good.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that fucking was horrible.
Yeah. You know, I watched it, I don't remember any. That's how mediocre it was.
I don't either.
I don't remember a shit about that movie.
I just remember not liking it.
Yeah. Yeah, he made, a couple movies that were kind of, like, low-key. It weren't that great. There was this one where he was, like, sitting on his lawn trying to sell everything he had.
Everything Must Go.
Oh, yeah. It was okay at best.
I don't think I watched
very
it.
Very unremarkable movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know who else is unremarkable?
Yeah, I don't care.
Exactly.
Who?
No, I don't care.
No, I want to know, bro.
No.
Bro. Meow.
Meow.
I want to know, meow.
No, meow.
Come on, meow. Tell me who you're talking about.
Okay.
Who's unremarkable?
Hmm? Paul Rudd.
Hey, fuck you.
I hate Paul Rudd.
Nobody does.
I know, right? That's the one thing you can't say about Paul Rudd is like, I hate Paul Rudd.
Is there anyone that could say I don't like him?
Yeah, I'm probably somebody out there that's a douchebag.
Yeah, it's just a hater.
Yeah. He's just like, wants to hate him for no reason.
I can't like that guy because he's too fucking cool.
Yeah. Paul Rudd.
No, I fell into a rabbit hole of watching.
Gay porn?
Yeah. I fell into a gay porn rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
It was the weirdest thing. I don't know how I fell into it.
But right through the butthole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I called in sick from work, and I spent a whole day just...
Really?
In that hole, yeah.
A whole day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Before I knew it, it was 7 a.m. the next day.
Wow.
And I was like, shit, I'm late for work.
I gotta go, Frank. Later.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was watching it with someone named Frank.
No, you weren't watching. You were making.
Oh.
That's how deep you went into the rabbit hole. You progressed into making it.
So much that I don't even remember it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I fell into a rabbit hole of watching Will Ferrell movie, like bloopers
mm-hmm.
and like flubs when he fucked up lines.
Right.
He doesn't crack very often. Even when they fuck up and everyone around him starts laughing, most of the time he keeps going.
Right.
And then he starts ad-libbing even more, and it's, God.
You show me one with
the funniest
like,
thing in the
feel
world.
Feel my leg.
Doesn't it feel just like a cock?
Paul Rudd's like, no, man, it feels like your leg.
Oh,
Shit, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so good. So, if you're bored, that's something you can Google.
Really?
Google it. Hit the Googs for some Will Ferrell. The
fucking Googs, huh?
Bloopers.
Damn.
Bloopers.
That Googs is something else.
Remember how big of a thing bloopers used to be?
Yeah.
There used to be like TV shows about bloopers.
Really?
Yeah. Sports bloopers and
everything. What was it? Yeah. America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, yeah.
That's the only thing I ever remember watching that had bloopers on it.
That was a big thing back in the day.
It kind of was, like, even up until, like, what, 2006 or something?
America's Funniest Videos?
Yeah.
No, it's still going.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's still on weekly.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who's the host?
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Really?
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro. Uh-huh. Is that the guy from That 70s Show?
No.
No?
It's Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been on it for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Damn, I had no idea.
It's funny, though, because if you watch it now,
mm-hmm.
it's basically just watching TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you might as well just watch TikTok.
Right.
You've already seen most of the videos.
Really?
I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that one.
TikTok, you ruin everything.
Yeah, fucking TikTok.
God damn it.
You ruin everything.
Yeah, man.
Marriages.
Really? It probably does. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That water park down there, though, that's a pretty badass place, man.
Okay.
It's getting bigger. They had it all laid out, like they were in construction for the next phase. I guess it's a 5-phase thing.
Yeah, we read that about that last week.
I was like, damn, dude. This place is going to be huge.
Yeah, that's cool. I've never even heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, that's how big it is.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. Like when you said
it's supposed to be like the biggest one in North America here pretty soon after they're all done.
GD. Wow.
You know what fucking sucks is walking around in the fucking on that cement the whole time.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. By the noon, I was like, I can't walk around. I have to grab my shoes. So I was like wearing my flip flops, and then I would get them and put them on my. I'd slide them over my arms
mm-hmm.
and just ride down, and then put them back on.
Okay.
But people didn't know what to do with their sandals, so that some people were tucking them into their pants. I was like. Just wear them on your hands. So much easier.
You think that they would come up with a way to keep the ground a little less hot.
Yeah. I guess in Texas they had this material on the ground that kind of was like that. Mm-hmm.
That you could walk on.
That you could walk on and it wouldn't get super hot.
Yeah.
But not this place.
That's always the
worst. If your feet weren't like melting to the cement and pieces of skin weren't driving off, then you're not having fun.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That was always the worst when you go to the beach. And you start walking out onto the sand, and you get, like, pretty far out there, and mm-hmm. then your feet start burning.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't run in either direction for relief. You just have to haul ass to the water or just throw your shit on the ground and stand on it.
Yeah. Isn't the beach fun?
Yeah.
Or you step on some broken bottles. On
glass.
Yeah. That's fun, too.
Or needle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I got AIDS now. Sweet. Thank you, beach.
Thanks. Beach.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful sandy beach.
There were some fun-ass rides on that, though.
Man, I haven't been to, like, a water park.
Right.
Other than a Laguna Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to a water park fucking for so long. Yo,
they
had a
huge-ass, like, wave pool. They would, like, fucking set off the waves and shit.
That sounds cool,
My kids
man.
Fucking love that shit so much, they hardly ever left. They were just hanging in that wave pool the whole day. They did the Lazy River once or twice, but most of the time. I got the older one to go on some rides with me, but it was like 108 out on Sunday when we went. So it was like blasting.
That's too hot.
I was blasting myself with fucking sunblock.
Semen.
And semen. Yeah, it's the best sunblock. It's a natural barrier. I was dehydrated, though.
But not if you use your own.
I was drinking a lot. Yeah, you have to use somebody else's.
Yeah. It's a pH thing.
They're like, oh, they're reapplying. Don't look.
Don't look over there. He's just hitting the tap.
You know what's funny? It's like we were... So we got our little section under some shade. And this younger couple was behind us. And they were hanging out. And they were like, you know, fucking making out on their little lawn chair thing. It must have been like one of their moms like walked by and saw, knock it the fuck off, or something, like yelling at them and shit. Just fucking went off on him, dude. It's like, there's kids around here. Just like fucking yelling at him.
Yeah.
So they're all like, they were all like sad and shit. And I was laughing my fucking ass off. I was like, that bitch is my hero. she'll be my hero.
I went to Downada Hot Springs once.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Downey. And I was, it's one of those places that fucking sucks. Like, everyone goes there, but it's a warm pool.
Yeah.
And they don't have a cold pool option.
Right.
And so everyone's out there, and the water's warm, and it's hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of fucking sucks. Like, I was like, why would you go here in the summer?
Right.
It's stupid.
Okay.
It's like getting in a warm bath
when it's
hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a long, probably 20 years ago I was there. I think we had a family reunion or something. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was in the pool, and I had some, like, those little goggles.
Right.
I put some of those little goggles on.
Okay.
Little boop, boop.
I like where this is going. Right. Yeah, okay.
And so I'm like, you know, just a fucking doo-doo-doo, just going around a little bit.
Right, right.
And I swim over to the steps that go out, and there was some people standing, like, off to the side of it. And I look over there, and I notice that it was this girl and this guy were standing there, and she was giving him an HJ under the water in this full-ass pool. Like, it was full of people.
Right.
But they were trying to be all inconspicuous, and she's giving him a handy. Dude.
No way.
Dude, I was like, oh, my God. And so I just stood up, and I just fucking stared at him. I crossed my arms, and I just stared at him.
Yeah.
I was, like, 4 feet away from him, and then he looked over, and he was like, and he, like, like, pushed her arm. Like, he's, like, fucking, he's like, shit.
How old are you?
Like, 23 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you better not fucking shoot no damn floaties in this pool.
I'm not swimming in your fucking jizz pool in this hot-ass water.
No, fuck
knock
that.
Knock that shit off. Yeah.
It's like, did you see my dick?
I should have just, like, pushed, like, stood right next to her and be like, hey, you need to tap out.
I got you, girl. Damn.
Holy shit. They thought they were being sneaky. They didn't know I had gogs on.
Thank God for the gogs, dude.
Yeah, man.
Imagine if we would have fucking...
I saved everyone from a world of...
They would have all been pregnant.
Yeah.
All the bitches got pregnant.
Like, as soon as they get out of the water, they're like...
I feel pregnant.
I don't feel right.
I feel pregnant.
I thought this I thought there wasn't chlorine in this pool.
Why does it smell so bleachy? I got some in my mouth. It's like salty too.
Yeah, I was in a. As soon as I saw that, and I'm usually pretty passive, I wouldn't usually say something.
Right.
But as soon as I saw she was beating him off in a public ass pool, like
it
was full of people.
Yeah.
I was like, no, man.
You're a fucking brave soul,
bro.
Yeah, I was
like, not on my watch. Yeah.
Yo, those two are fucking like, I got a need. And she's like, I got you.
Yeah. It's like, I really love just watching all these people trying to
swim around us.
Trying to swim in this hot water.
Yeah. This hot water really gets me fucking going, girl. She's like, don't worry, boo. I got you. She's like, damn.
You need a release?
Yeah. I got you. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, what's going through their minds? Only one thing is like, we gotta fuck. That's it.
Yeah.
You should have just been like, dude, just go somewhere else. Go. Just leave. You don't need to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go fuck somewhere else.
Yeah.
You have a car? You ever fucked in a car? Probably go do that.
There's probably lots of places you could do that at.
Yeah. Not in a fucking pool surrounded by 1,000 people. You know?
Yeah. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
Just not here.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to swim in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, very fair. Jesus Christ.
What if I just stood behind her like I was in line? I got next.
Call dibs. I got dibs. Throw a quarter on your shoulder. It's like, yeah, I got next on this.
I should have just hit off to the side until I started seeing his eyes roll back.
Mm-hmm. And punch him?
And then just punch him right in the fucking neck.
Damn, that's cruel, bro.
Yeah.
But then you'd still be floating in floaties. You'd be floating around in there with the floaties.
No, you just reach around her and just grab it and just squeeze.
Oh.
Like,
thumb it?
Yeah. Thumb it and, like, get out.
Yeah, if you thumb it, nothing happens. It just backs up into their bowl.
It just shoots out his eyes. It's like holding in a sneeze. His fucking ears pop.
Fucking snot flies out of his nose. Come.
His eyes bulge out and his ears pop and shit.
Jesus. Crap, dude. That's gross.
Yeah.
I can't believe you see shit like that. You seen some crazy shit. That's crazy as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, well, I've seen some crazy shit, but
I didn't want to.
It's always gruesome. It's never, like, sexual.
It's gruesome?
Yeah.
You've seen some gruesome shit?
Yeah. Like, one time I was in the Navy. I think I told this story before, but they have these giant blast deflectors, and they were working on the hydraulics, and they didn't have any of the safety shit up there.
Mm-hmm.
Smashed, like, two of them underneath of it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, smashed one of their arms and legs. I think one of them lost two legs, and one of them lost, like, an arm and a leg. Whoa. Just completely fucking
That's fell. The huge, like, wall that they stand up behind the jets to, so when they blast off.
So the jet doesn't, like, kill everybody behind it.
Yeah. It probably helps, like, with propulsion to, like,
Probably does. Too,
because it's something to, like, to push off.
Yeah, exactly. But they were working on these while we were in port, and they have, like, there's, like, a bunch of safety things they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Like, they're supposed to have, like, a crane holding it because they're working on the actual hydraulics. Yeah. They're supposed to have, like, giant bracers underneath of it. They didn't have any of that shit. None.
Yeah.
They're just working on them. Just like, oh, hey, these are hydraulics. Nothing bad could happen. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
And it just fucking clunk. And I was standing right across when it fell. Like, right across from him. I'm like, damn.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You're like, you really.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Right there.
Yeah, it was like, we had walked by them like 5 minutes prior to that. Like, on the actual their side.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking by them. They're all fucking around. They had that, like, chief up there. So I bet he got fucking demoted because he was there. Like,
they're all
playing
grab ass.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking around working. And then we walked around the deck. And when we came back up, that thing fell on them. It was fucking insane.
Ouch.
They couldn't even move it. They had to get one of us down there and send fuel up to the deck so they could fuel up their fucking the forklift thing to pull it off. So they were trapped in there for a while.
Oh, wow.
Like, damn.
That sucks.
But while he was under there, he was jacking the girl off. Or the girl was jacking.
Whoa.
The girl was jacking him off underneath.
Yeah.
While they had to, like, I can't really feel it. It's a stranger. This is perfect.
Am I severed off at the knee?
No, I think you're good. Does this leg feel like a cock? It's like, yeah.
Everything does. Oh.
Not too soon? Nah. Yeah, it was a long time ago. It's good. Cheers. Cheers to those guys.
Too soon. No, that was like 20 years ago.
Holy shit, man.
So you had a nice week off.
Yeah, man. It was a blast, bro.
Went out of town. You enjoyed the water park.
Yeah, man.
Did you do anything else fun? You went and saw a movie today, didn't you?
Yeah, I went and saw that Thunder movie, yeah. Which is getting like shit-ass reviews online, but I thought it was pretty good.
Every person that I've talked to that's went and saw it said they liked it.
Yeah. I fucking loved it, man. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
It was funny. I liked it.
Yeah, all the Thor movies are good.
Yeah. I don't like Dark World that much, but which is the second one. But the
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok's fucking one of the best ones. Probably even better than this one. Yeah. I think they nailed that shit. Ragnarok is perfect.
And Thor's great and everything. And Endgame and stuff. And
oh, yeah. He's strong as fuck, dude. Didn't realize he's so strong.
Oh, yeah.
Until he takes out Hulk.
Oh, you're talking about the character.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the actor.
Oh, yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Hemsworth?
Yeah.
He's quite a specimen.
Come sit on my lap, well, Chris.
I think you'd be sitting on his lap.
Nah. He's a bottom.
Hey, I don't know about that.
Hey, papi. I see where you went on that.
I don't know about
you kind of went in your dreams, huh? And you're like, hey, papi, yeah. Chris. Right?
Right.
Something like that.
Huh. I'm like, hey, fucker.
Hey, fucker. Cops are bald. Cops are bald and shit.
Oh, shit. I did not have a week off.
Oh, really? You didn't?
Nope.
Oh, what are the odds?
Went to work every day.
Oh, that's strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been kind of a crazy week, though. My son started football practice this week.
Mm.
Every day.
2 days?
No, just once a day, but every day.
Right.
For 2 hours. They're really fucking hitting these kids hard.
Yeah.
And it's like 95 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So you have to drink a lot of water?
Yeah. They're making them work, bro.
Do you have to stare at them the whole time?
No, I drop them off. Fuck that.
Some people are like, yeah, stay out there and watch my kid work.
No, none of the dads. Some of the moms sit out there in lawn chairs. Yeah. In the shade and
shit. Dads are like, fuck this. I got shit to do.
Like, yeah.
Later. Punk ass kids.
It's beer 30.
Your mom will come and pick you up. Piece of shit.
Walk home. No, so football kicked off this week.
Right.
And
got any games?
Not until the end of the month.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got my oldest daughter, Shelby, got her wisdom teeth pulled out today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And we knew that it was going to be fun watching her come out of the anesthesia.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to work, so I wasn't around, but I heard tail, and I saw some videos. Holy shit.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
She's got quite the vocabulary, your wife says.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently she's got quite the dirty mouth. So, it's kind of funny. Like, we don't have, like, a no-swearing rule.
Right.
It's just our kids have never swore in front of us. They right. just don't.
Oh, you know they do, though.
Oh, I know they swear.
Oh, yeah, you know they
do. But they just don't in front of us.
Right.
And we've never been like, don't, no cussing or anything.
Right.
Because we swear like crazy.
Yeah.
And so I know they do, like around their friends. I'm not fucking stupid.
Right.
But they don't in front of us.
Right.
And it's kind of, I don't know, it's just a thing.
It's a respectful thing, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I still don't swear in front of my parents, by the way.
Right.
Oh, crap.
Almost died on Harissa's pieces. Wow. Holy shit.
You almost did the unthinkable.
I know. We just talked
about
that. We just
said no one can die on Reese's
Pieces. I almost did.
It just went straight down your throat, right?
I was like, holy shit. Wrong side. Yeah. I was like, motherfucker.
The wrong hole. Anyway, so my daughter is coming out of anesthesia.
Anesthesia. Right.
And she just started dropping the F-bomb like crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess my other daughter brought out her guinea pig.
Yeah.
And Shelby was holding it.
Right.
And she was just being loopy.
Mm-hmm.
And so with guinea pigs, like if you like tickle their back, like scratch their back, they start making their little guinea pig noise they do. Mm-hmm. Like the sound, little weird sound they do.
Right.
And Shelby was like, what the fuck is that? And the other one was like, asked her a question, and Shelby's like, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah.
Then she called her a bitch. Like, yeah.
Jesus
Christ.
She's
going hard, just dropping the F-bomb like left and right. I was like, oh man, I wish I was home to see that shit. I haven't been messing with her.
Her sister's just in that room crying. She's like,
yeah.
It Damn. Was
pretty funny. It's like flipping people off and just dropping the F-bomb.
Nice.
Funny shit. But she's, but that shit wore off and she's
hurting
pretty good. Yeah.
I got my wisdom teeth pulled out when I was in the Navy. So I was already past. They didn't give me a good shit. Just like, get the fuck back to work.
Yeah. That's what Kyler said. That's what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Before he left, our dentist was like on the fence about taking his wisdom teeth out.
Right.
They were like, he could probably. It's, like, not necessary if they're not bothering him. And right. so we didn't.
Right.
And then he got them pulled in boot camp.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
In boot?
They pulled him in boot camp. And
before boot camp started or during that 8 weeks?
Like, in the middle. Yeah.
Damn.
And it was like, just like what you said. It was, like, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, giving a fuck about how you feel.
Yeah.
They just pretty much reached in there and just pulled him out.
Yep.
And then was like, all right, get back to it.
That shit sucked, dude. That shit sucks so bad. All these people that are like, hey, give me like deep anesthesia and all this stuff. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I got like a little Novocaine and that was it.
That should be something that the recruiters tell everyone. Like, mm-hmm. Do you have your wisdom teeth? You might want to get them pulled first.
Right. I don't know what the thing is. Like, they really hate wisdom teeth in the Navy.
You can't have these on a boat. Are you kidding me? You know what happens?
It's going to fuck up your equilibrium.
You know what happens? You know what happens if you have wisdom teeth out in the open seas? Jesus Christ.
We got to get these out of here.
Get this out of your head. These useless old teeth.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's so weird, right?
Like, yeah.
We got to pull these fucking teeth out. I don't know if it's just our branch or if it's every branch. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Why do we even have them, dude? Wisdom teeth. What the fuck?
I don't know.
And why is it such a thing to pull them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it causes pressure in your mouth or something.
Probably, they grow. It probably like fucks up your whole ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah. Probably like squeezes all your teeth.
Yeah. And we already spent like thousands of dollars on getting Shelby's grill to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're like, yeah, we don't want these wisdom teeth to fuck up all that.
Should just put her in the Navy. They'll pull them out. Wait till you
just
get
go to boot camp.
You'll be all right.
That's not a bad idea.
Hell yeah. What's up, dude? Your week was good then, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Nice.
It actually went really fast.
Do we have anything special going on this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Let's see. Plan on sleeping in tomorrow.
I am. I plan on doing that. I've been doing that all week.
And then,
Yeah.
Nothing I can think. Oh, you know what?
I think we would have bed early, too. Like 7:30.
Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if you did that. Yeah, tomorrow we have the Endless Summer Tour.
Show. Endless Summer, man. Sure.
Yeah, man.
This is my vacation month. I wish it was endless vacation.
You wish you had an endless vacation.
Yeah.
The only thing endless about this summer. Goddamn. You're the one that choked on the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm over here with the GRD.
You got the GERD going?
Yeah.
Damn. Shout out to Eves.
It's that that drink that we had from Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
It really got me.
Got you fucked up?
And with that erp.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, we got the Endless Summer Show tomorrow. We're hosting.
Right.
Pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Greg keeps threatening to not show up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Who, me?
Yeah.
You talking about this, Greg?
Yeah, bro.
No, man. I'm going to be there, dog. All right?
All right.
You got to worry
Greg
about
me.
Greg
sticks his pee-pee in his mouth.
It's very offensive, first off. I'm very offended by that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Mm-mm. I think you did.
Man, that thing do look thick and fluffy.
It do. It do.
That it do. You know, it's... I can tell when my family listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
When we're just doing nothing and people start spitting out Blake drops around my house.
No, that thing do yeah. look thick and fluffy.
Yeah, that's one that comes out. My favorite is when Cameron goes... What is it about guys that drive a Dodge Ram?
Blake loves that one so much.
It's his favorite.
Oh, God.
What is it with guys that drive a Dodge Ram?
I think I'd take the dick.
Yeah.
I got a mouthful of nuts.
There's so many.
He's done a good job for us.
Yeah.
He's just leaving a lot of drops for us.
Yep.
What a swell guy.
Swell.
Yeah.
That's right. Dude, I was going to go to the gas station tonight, and I was going to buy us 40s of OE.
I'm so glad you didn't. I am so glad you didn't.
If I bought you one, you really wouldn't fucking suck on it?
I would try.
Okay.
I don't know if I could.
One of these days, we should...
Get some 40s of OE?
We should OE. We should pour a 40 in the beer bong.
I did that once. It didn't work out good.
All right. That's true.
Yeah.
We'll split it, though.
Yeah, right. That would be...
That's a double-headed...
Yeah. We should.
Beer bong.
I'll be down for that.
You could take 20.
Yeah.
20
You just don't even open yours. Like, oh, yeah, this is so good.
I'm blowing on it. Oh, my God, this is so good.
Dude.
I love chugging this.
That thing.
That thing is... It hasn't been used in a long time.
It's been a long time. Years, dude. Yeah.
The last thing that flowed through it was hot water and dish soap.
Right. That's been a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. That was when right before I hung it up.
She's a beauty.
Yeah. That's funny. I wanted to display it, so I hand-built that shelf that it's in.
Yeah.
Because I did that because I thought maybe we could use it that way.
Yeah. Probably could.
Yeah, we could. But we.
Or we could just do it the old-fashioned way and hold it up and then drink it.
Man, we used to get crazy, though. We would pull the tube off and put it through the top of a ladder.
Yeah.
And then we'd climb up the ladder and fill up the beer bong. And then...
Yo, man. Those are some crazy times, man.
Yeah.
Look at us reminiscing about all the old times.
All the old days. When we filled it with wine.
Oh, with Crazy shit. That J. was not good times. It was a good time while we were in it. But yeah. It was.
I don't think you're meant to. I don't think your wine is meant to be chugged in that amount.
Oh, there was a lot in there.
I don't think you're supposed to chug like 27 ounces of wine in one sitting.
No, I don't think you are. I think
you pour like 3 ounces in a glass and sip it slowly.
Yeah.
It's typically
There's so much sugar in a fucking in wine too. Yeah. The hangovers were so bad.
And it was sangria. Yeah. So it was like fruity flavored and extra sweet.
Yeah, crazy J.
Crazy J and his bad influences.
Oh, he was so bad. Yeah. Oh God. R.I.P. baby.
R.I.P. J.
R.I.P. Dude, what's wrong? You got fruity tums sitting right there, and you haven't even touched them.
No. I've only got three.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to
space them out.
Trying to tough it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? You trying to be a hard ass?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I ain't no bitch.
I don't need no tums tonight. Fuck that. So what's up, man? Are you excited about the show tomorrow?
Yeah, actually I am, yeah.
Really?
A little bit nervous.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
We did this last year.
Super fun.
It went well. It was a good time.
It was a good time.
So we're trying it again. Actually, I am excited to see everybody that's performing. Like in one group.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we've had everybody individually in the show or on the podcast. Right. But that's quite a group of fellas to be all in one.
Yep.
One spot. It's pretty epic if you ask me.
Yeah.
We've got some of the young bucks, and then some of the old dogs, and everyone in between. You're just looking at me like, huh?
I just listen to you fucking ramble on, man. I love it.
Just ramble on, yeah.
Are you going to get up there and do some other raps you've been practicing?
Yeah, actually, I've been working on a new routine, beatbox routine.
Oh, shit, nice.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be
really excited about that.
Yeah, thanks.
Why'd you laugh at me? I'm just saying, it's pretty exciting.
Okay. I feel like you're full of shit. Interesting. So,
and I'm not.
Actually, I talked last week about how our son was in town.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the before he left, we had a really chewing hard right into the mic. Those crunchy Reese's pieces. You know what I hate is people who say Reese's.
Reese's? You don't like Reese's?
Fucking hate that. I hate when people say Reese's pieces. Reese's.
That's what they are.
It's Reese's. Not Reese's.
They're Reese's pieces.
Nah.
Even has an S on it.
Reese's pieces. It's Reese's.
You're just so fucking mad.
Dude, the littlest shit makes me so blood red mad lately. Yeah. Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, dude.
When people ride bikes on the street.
Dude, it's that season again, too. It's that season again right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I'm really like, this should fucking be illegal. Yeah. Like, why isn't this illegal, man? There's like some dumb cunt riding her little bike in the middle of the fucking road with all of her fucking Lance Armstrong clothes on. Like, why do you have to dress like that? You're riding down a country road. You have to wear your fucking super fucking speed suit.
It's like golfers.
Jesus
Christ. Why do they have to dress all fucking like golfers? Why can't they just dress in like a couple shirts and a t-shirt?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get that either.
A couple shirts and a t-shirt.
But at least that, it's just like a dress code thing. But these fucking people dress like that on their bikes because they... What are they, like, trying to take some time off their quarter mile or what? You're riding on a fucking... you're passing cows.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah. You're fucking halfway in the middle of a lane, and you're making people swerve around you into oncoming traffic.
I love it.
And the thing that I really fucking love so much is when it's early in the morning, and they're riding in the lane towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the sun is to their back, but it's right in your eyes, so you can't see them at all. That's so fun, dude.
Do you ever just wish you could hit them?
Blame them on the sun? I wish I could, yeah.
Like, it was the sun, I couldn't see.
I'm trying to run into the sun, why are they there?
I didn't even see them until I hit them.
Dude, it makes me so mad.
Right.
Oh, my God. Fucking bicyclists. My Thursday and Friday, I deal with them, like, all day long.
Really?
All
day. A lot of bicyclists up there, huh?
Yeah. It's hills? Like, oh, they're hills. Like, fucking bike on them. Jesus Christ, dude. Fuck you and your...
fucking bike on them.
I've always been a little salty about it.
Right.
But I think now I'm even... I think it's getting worse because I bought a Peloton.
Yeah.
And I realized how much fucking riding a bike sucks. And I don't know why anyone would fucking do it for fun.
Yeah.
Because it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Do you not do it anymore?
No, every once in a while, still do it. We try to do it, but... I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
At all. I hate it.
You were doing so
it's
good.
It's fucking miserable.
You were doing so good at first.
Yeah, I know.
You were like, yeah, I fucking love this thing. It's awesome. They have music, and you can listen to music.
Yeah, the program is cool as fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's neat.
It's so swell.
It's the bee's knees.
It's the bee's knees.
But I just don't like it, dude. I don't like riding a bike for workout. It's not fun.
Right.
It's not pleasant.
Nope, it's not.
So all these assholes out here just fucking rolling around for fun?
Yeah. You like running?
Huh?
You like running?
Sure, I'm all right with running.
Yeah, okay. What's up?
Oh.
What?
Ebes. I'm going to give another shout out to Ebes real quick.
Yeah.
He just messaged me that he's listening to last week's episode with GRD, with DRG in it. And he's like, how come you guys kept shouting my name out? So he was worried that we were doing it, like, in a shitty way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He thought maybe he drank too much and offended someone. Oh, like, no, man. It was just fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And really, that was DRG. He started that. He'll shit on Ebes. Just fucking laughing my fucking ass off, dude.
Yeah. I keep telling everybody, the last three episodes we recorded were so much fun.
Yeah.
I had so much fun.
Yeah. I always tell everybody, it's like, the last three episodes, don't even listen to them because they're gay as fuck.
Huh. That's completely the opposite of what
I always tell everybody that, though. It's like, don't listen to the last three episodes. Every episode.
You know what's weird, though, is that everybody that I told that they should, hundreds and hundreds of people, by the way, that I told that they should listen to the last three episodes, maybe thousands.
Really?
Yeah. So many people, I was like, oh, the last three, you should do it. And then the last thing I said before I walked away from them was like, if you don't believe me, you should ask Greg.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like they asked you and you're like, yeah, don't listen to those ones.
They're like, really? Somebody told me they were good. I was like, oh, no, they're lying to you. The line to your face, man.
It was probably Jeff, huh? Oh, shit, man. Shout out Ebes.
Sheesh. Yo, man. I had so much fun this last couple weeks, dude, just doing these podcasts. Fuck, yeah, man. I always have a fun time in here, though.
It's always a good time. Always. Yeah.
Especially with these Reese's Pieces.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
you're getting like a different shade of red.
I don't like it.
Are you like getting heat stroke or something? Or?
No, just you know, just bringing up some old feelings
about Reese's.
Yeah,
You know what is fucking good about Reese's Pieces are fucking delicious.
They are. They're amazing. Shout out, Deb. Happy birthday, Debbie, by the way.
Fucking old lady.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
What? How old is she this year?
I don't know. I hope she wears plastic sheets around on her bed, though. She probably has, like, a bedwetting problem now that she's so old.
You think she has a weak bladder?
She has a leaky puss.
Whoa, Greg.
What?
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was. Obviously. You're the one who told me about it.
I don't know anything about her.
You're like, she's so old. She told me she had a leaky puss. And I was like, what?
No.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about her.
Oh, you weren't? Wow.
No.
Are you talking about your mom?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
You're a real piece of shit, you know that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, 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 I know. No, what was I going to say? Oh, so last weekend when our son was here in town, we threw a big old barbecue, invited a bunch of people over, sort of like...
Yeah.
Because he didn't make
bunch
it out.
Bunch of people, huh?
He didn't make it out to see everybody that he wanted to see. So we were like, oh, just come here.
Oh, yeah?
And then he doesn't have to go to a bunch of places. People could say,
yeah,
hey, what's up, Kai?
Right.
Here at our house. So we grilled out, man, tons of hamburgers.
Really?
So many. And hot dogs. Oh. Just like, we just went all the way out. You know, this big fucking barbecue.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, and you invited everybody.
So much everybody. Extra food, too, yeah. By the way.
Uh-huh.
I cooked so much. There's, like, a lot left over. Plenty to spare. Mm. Like, so many more people could have come.
Right.
And I could have fed them.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Huh.
So there's, like, so fucking many people here.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You know how we live on the corner and we have, like, a lot of real estate out in the road for parking. Like so many cars. It was full, dude.
Really?
So many cars were parked here.
What?
Like our driveway was full and like people had to park across the street.
I bet it was fun though.
It
was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. But you had the music going.
Oh yeah, we had bump boxes out.
Plenty of food.
So much food.
Man. Yeah.
The food was though.
Mm. I bet beer was going.
Drinks were flowing.
Oh,
yeah, it was,
man.
It was a good time.
Oh man.
We kicked on the lights on the what's it called? The fucking gazebo.
Yeah.
We had a fire too.
You had a bonfire?
I had a bonfire, yeah. It was nice.
Hmm. Mm.
Everyone that we could think of that we wanted to be there was there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Every single person. Yeah, every person.
They all showed up.
Let me think. Hold on. Yeah, everybody that we love and care for and wanted to be there was there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was good. So,
not missing nobody then.
No, every person that I could think of that I wanted to participate with.
Everybody.
Soul, yeah.
Yeah, keep thinking about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there's a couple of people that I really close friends that I wanted to be there, but they were like out of town.
Oh, right.
Yeah, went to they live in Florida.
Oh, really?
So
really,
they weren't able to make the barbecue.
Yeah.
Like best friends. Like people that I can everyone there I consider my best friend.
Right.
I see where you're going here,
sounds
Greg.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
man.
It was.
Sounds like a good time. Surrounded by loved ones.
Yeah. Before I get to the point of this story, I'm going to tell you something.
Right.
So, I was out manning the grill, you know,
right,
doing the thing,
and
my son Jordan came up to me, and he's like, is Greg coming? He did.
Yeah.
He came up to me, he's like, hey, is Greg coming? And I was like, you know what? I asked him, and he said he was busy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. This wasn't like a big premeditated plan thing. It was Jordan did ask me that, but it was like getting late, and it was a weeknight. We did on Wednesday, and I was like, man, it's probably too late to to ask him to come by.
Right. All right. Cool.
He doesn't like.
I think I remember that you did have something going on, but it was like a weird night, like a Wednesday.
Yeah, it was Wednesday night.
Yeah,
and it really was just like some Kyler's friends and stuff. Right. Anyway, so we eat dinner. Everyone's cool. We're chilling out, hanging out on the deck. You know, it's getting dark, and we have the bonfire blaring and some music on the. I almost said Blackstone. Some music. My Blackstone plays music. It sounds like it when I'm up there with those fucking spatches.
Right, right.
Ching, ching, ching.
Right. Oh, so it's like a Chinaman music?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it.
Did somebody requested a Macarena cha-cha?
I forgot again where I was. Oh, okay. So, my fucking family, bro.
Right.
Sometimes they really...
What? Come to party?
Sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes... Does your family ever gang up on you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? Really? Yep. Really?
All the time.
Give it to you?
Yep.
So, we're sitting there, and everyone's just talking, you know. There's a bunch of people I've never met. Some of Kyler's friends. Mm-hmm. My son has a new girl in his life.
Right.
She was coming by for the first time,
mm-hmm.
you know, to meet the crew.
Yep.
And one of her friends. There's
that guy has a new girl like every week.
There's just a lot of people around.
Yeah. Kyler, I mean, he's just got, I feel like he's just slaying it out there, bro.
No, he's...
saving himself from marriage?
No, he's pretty steady with the girlfriends. Like, he finds one, mm-hmm. and they're, like, pretty serious.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah he's pretty...
I mean, there's not, like, a lot of
them. He has, like,
those
2 week girlfriends.
Anyway, so we're all sitting around, you know, having a good time, enjoying the evening. Yeah. It's, like, kind of perfect outside.
Right.
And then some... I don't even know who it was, but somebody in my family decided it would be a good idea while we have the bump box out.
Mm-hmm.
And all these strangers that I've never met around to pull up a video of me.
Really?
Yeah, and play it for the whole crowd.
Really?
Yeah. That's like their favorite thing to do.
That's like the cruelest thing you can do to somebody.
It's like their favorite thing to do is pull out the video and play it.
And we all know what video we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter Hannah has it saved on her phone somehow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So I took that as my time to go to bed. It was a weeknight, and I had to get up early.
Right.
So as soon as I heard it, I just got up and went in the house. I just went to bed.
You're like, fuck you guys. Yeah. I'm out.
I did.
Yeah. But that's a good video. I mean, you really put it out there.
Well, just let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded that video about probably around 12 years ago now.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
old enough to know better then.
I've had nothing but practice since then.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying you're going to drop some beats on us tomorrow?
Yeah.
At this endless summer?
Yeah.
Some might say it's endless beats. It's going down tomorrow.
Someone will say, end these beats.
And his life.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So nobody knows it yet, but I'm working myself into that set. I'm going to really just...
On the upper echelon part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right after, you know, the headliners, you're just going to go on and just be terrible.
Yeah.
I know you thought those guys were good. And now that you're back from the restroom, from Touch's set, I would like to see you get on that beatbox.
I'm going to wake up everybody after watching Touch. Greg, why do you have such a beef with that man?
I love that dude. He knows it.
Anyway, I'm joking, but that really did happen. And I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, guys.
Nothing like an embarrassing video to be saved on someone's phone.
Yeah, to play for yeah. random strangers.
She'd be like, I'm not paying for your phone anymore. Done.
Well, that was funny. You don't have a fucking cell phone anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Isn't life grand?
It is.
Hell yeah, it is.
It is grand.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like there's a stampede up there.
Yeah, we've got some kids spending the night. Hey, tomorrow's... Did you know that tomorrow is Ammon Days?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be at Ammon Days all day.
Are you going to hit it up?
Yeah, all day I'll be there. Because I'll be waiting in line for food. So...
No, they switched it up now. They're not doing that anymore.
Oh, they don't do food anymore?
No, they have food trucks now. They have to buy their own goddamn food.
I'll just be waiting in line all day for food trucks. Okay. Who all is going to be there for food trucks? Anybody good?
Yeah, there's a big list.
Garcia Street Talk was going to be there?
No.
Damn.
No. There was a big old list of food trucks.
Really?
Ammon Days used to be one of those things we never missed it. But the last time we went, it was like, why do we do this? It was like... It felt like it was 1,600 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
It was just miserable.
Right.
So, yeah. And this year, our daughter is down with the, you know,
mm-hmm.
the fresh wisdom teeth holes.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to be up to doing much tomorrow.
Nah. It'll be even worse tomorrow.
Yeah.
After all the pain medicine wanes off.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be like, fuck my whole life.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got mine out the right way.
With a hammer?
Like she did.
Chisels?
I got knocked out all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a right way and a wrong way until I joined the Navy.
Well, bro.
Is it that time?
I think it's time to...
shout out the sponsors? Speaking of sponsors, dude, let's get roasted coffee, right. Bro.
That's where I was just going to go.
Right.
But I can't find our...
Fucking game changing, man. Game fucking changing. What are you looking for? Play the music.
I can't find it.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. LGR coffee, baby.
I think I'd take the dick.
Hmm. Over LGR coffee?
Got a mouthful of nuts.
Damn. What if you're allergic, though? Woo, shit.
Man, that thing do look thick and
yeah.
fluffy.
Yeah.
All right.
There it
now
is.
On the Jeff and Greg podcast, it's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
Sorry, we're going to pull it back on the tracks, Greg. The Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week is brought to you, as always, by... LGR Coffee. It stands for Let's Get Roasted.
And he had big news this week,
earth moving
yeah.
news.
Yeah.
This is like next level shit.
For some reason, I thought you were going into the Japanese voice.
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, he has K Cup LGR Coffee.
Finally offering.
Damn.
Offering the pods.
Yeah.
The coffee pods.
Yep.
So you can put it in your special little...
In my K-Cup maker? Keurig. My Keurig?
Yeah.
Yeah. I ordered some.
I forgot the name.
Immediately ordered some.
As soon as you saw it, you're like...
As soon as I saw it.
That's for me.
I was like, this is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't use my coffee pot anymore because it always breaks. I think it's broken right now.
Oh, it excited me because... God, that's good.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You want another one?
No, I'm all right.
So that news excited me because I don't get to drink the LGR coffee during the week.
Right.
Because I just leave too early in the morning and the whole situation with our coffee pot. I can't like make a whole pot that early in the morning.
Right.
Because then you know, it's a whole thing. Anyway, so I usually just get coffee at work and it's that shit, Farmer's Brothers shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ugh. It's really fucking gross.
Right.
It's not good coffee.
No, it isn't.
But that excites me because now I can get my LGR coffee in a little K-cup
mm-hmm.
or whatever they're called.
Yep, it's K-cup.
And I can just grab one and take it to work with me and make my coffee.
They have a Keurig there?
Yeah. That's how we do our coffee at work.
Oh, wow.
but we have like Farmer's Brothers shit.
Right.
Like trash coffee.
Yeah.
And so I can make everybody jealous.
Ooh.
And I'll just have my LGR coffee.
Damn.
I'll be drinking Liquid Gold while they're all like gagging down jet fuel.
They're like, oh fuck, why do I drink this poison? Dude, LGR coffee is so fucking good, man. I love that shit. Now I can have it in a K-cup. It's even better.
We need to get Tanner back in here now.
Talk about it.
So we can, yeah.
Yeah, because I wonder what the process for that is. I bet it's painstaking.
That's a big leap, though, man.
It's a huge leap. It's crazy.
So good for him, man. LGR Coffee.
LGR
Go to LGRCoffee.com. Did you use the promo code Jeff and Greg at checkout, dude?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I?
And now you're going to get to see Tanner on a monthly basis or however often you chose to have yours delivered. I'm excited, man.
Me too. I'm excited too.
But even if you want to go the old-fashioned way, you can get whole bean. You can grind it yourself.
Right.
You can ask them kindly to grind it for you.
Yep.
And they will. You can get it any way you want it.
Oh, yeah.
LGR Coffee. So, yeah.
Doing big things, bro.
Yeah. Getting into the Urban Dictionary phrase of the week, why don't you tell everybody how to get prepped and ready while I pull them up?
You know what?
What?
Out there in TV land? Or podcast land.
Whatever land you're in.
Get your life right, right? Get your old fucking life right. Get your fucking slippers on. Get your beer in your hand. Smoke your favorite bowl. Smoke your favorite ganja. You know? Kick up your feet. My friend here is going to paint you a fucking picture like Bob motherfucking Ross. It's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers.
All right.
Booty.
So I was trying to see if you had any kind of theme this week.
Right.
Doesn't appear to be a theme.
Nope.
Random is the theme.
Mm. Yeah. Sometimes random is better.
So we've got the cookie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to see Cookie Monster tomorrow night tearing up the stage.
Cookie's going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
We got the majestic unicorn.
Ooh.
I like that. And then we've got the Manjeet tugboat.
Hell yeah. The Manjeet tugboat.
The Manjeet tugboat. I like that.
It sounds like it's from India.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up, too.
Me too. Like an Indian vibe.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right.
That's really good.
It is really good.
Okay. I'm just going to start at the top of the cookie.
All right.
The cookie is a game where multiple get in a circle and jerk each other off while a cookie is in the center of each of the circle. Each person comes on the cookie, and the last person to bust out must eat the cookie.
Yep.
Wow. So that's a race against...
You better hope you're
fast.
That's
a race you don't want to lose. You better hope. You don't have to be first.
Nope.
But you better not be last.
Depending on what's the minimum amount of people you're playing with, dude, you better have a lot.
Right.
They're better than odds, man.
And you better have yourself figured out. You have some hurdles that you have to know how to get over.
Now, would you allow porn on your cell phone?
Oh,
no. Or would it just have to be fucking...
No, I think it's...
All from the memory.
No, I think you'll have to use the spank bank.
Yep.
And just go for it.
I would play with only people that are my age or older.
Right. Everyone just nobody can't younger even than get
me.
Hard.
Yeah, nobody younger than me, dude. Fuck that. That's a dangerous game, man. Playing with a bunch of 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds.
Everybody like 7 hours. It's like, fuck. Yeah. I can't.
You playing with a 19-year-old, dude, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all those dudes are finishing that quick.
They don't even have to close their eyes.
They're like, yeah, fucking.
Their loads are just trying to come out anyway.
Yeah, if you're a 40-year-old and you're playing with a fucking bunch of 20-year-olds, you're fucked. You might as well just give up. You might as well just eat the cookie. You're fucked.
Yeah.
Hey, you're fucked.
You might as well just have everyone just blast on your head.
That's a fucked up game, man.
Yeah. It's a game I want no part of.
None. That's a dangerous game.
Yeah. All right. We got the Majestic Unicorn.
Mm-hmm. What? What's wrong with this one?
I don't know. Let you be the judge. The Majestic Unicorn is when you're having sex,
mm-hmm.
and as she's about to come, you stick your... Wait a second. When you're having sex, and she's about to come,
right.
you stick your nose in her pussy, and the cum shoots into your nose. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. She must have some powerful fucking... She must be a squirter.
Right. Where did... Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah.
It's not pee, I swear to God.
It's the female...
Where does the unicorn come in play?
I don't know. That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Let's move on to the Manjeet tugboat.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
Now, the Manjeet tugboat is when you take a shit on the floor.
Right on. That sounds like what they do in India.
Yeah. And then proceed to have doggy-style sex while dragging your partner's face across the shattered-on floor like a tugboat.
Yo, man.
That's grody. Dude, I was so wasted last night, so I gave my girl the Manjeet tugboat. Sweet. That's what it says. Sweet.
The guy said sweet?
Yeah.
I've been like, dude, that's fucked up, man.
Some of these, bro.
Sweet. Sweet.
Okay. Yeah, that's it for Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
Oh, man. Sometimes, man, I want to try the Manjeet tugboat now. Sounds crazy.
Do you think if you... All right, let's paint a picture.
Okay. Okay.
Close your eyes. I'm going to paint a picture for you.
All right.
You're in your bedroom at home.
Yeah.
Okay. And you and the old lady just decided it's time to get down.
Okay. Okay.
And you're like... Now, you tell me how this would go down in real life.
Okay.
You're like, yeah, you ready for this? Hold on. And you shit on the floor.
Off the edge of the bed.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it's still happening? Or do you think she might put the kibosh on the whole activity? She would probably be like, did you just fucking shit on the carpet? And you're like, yeah, man, I want to try something. Trust me.
Yes. I was like going down.
She's like, no, you literally just shit. I want a divorce because you think it's okay to shit on the carpet.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, let me try this real quick.
You got to have an open mind if you're going to be doing the Manjeet tugboat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to have hardwood floors. Right. You got to have hardwood floors.
At least vinyl.
Yeah, something. You can't have no shag carpet. That would not be good.
Uh-uh.
Ugh. Let's give a shout out to Garcia's Street Tacos over here. I'm hungry for some tacos. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Garcia's Street Tacos.
Also a sponsor for them this summer.
Yeah. The number one sponsor for the Endless Summer Show tomorrow. And the number one sponsor of the Jeff and Greg podcast.
Of our hearts and our stomachs.
Yeah. The best Mexican food you can get.
Birria tacos. And damn. Birria ramen, birria pizza. She has birria everything.
You know that they just opened up a meat market too, just right around the corner from the store.
Really?
Like right down, two doors down.
That's awesome.
From the restaurant.
Good for them.
Their own meat market too.
That's so good.
So you can go in there and get all your delicious
treats.
Meats.
Meats and snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You got heartburn?
No, I just got a little hiccup.
Oh, are you okay?
Just a little hiccup.
All right.
I'm good, man.
Okay.
I'm good. Yeah, Garcia Street Tacos. Go see Letty. Go get some of her amazing food. Tell them Jeff and Greg sent you. Mm. I was talking to Touch yesterday, yeah. And I was like, you know what? Before this Endless Summer show, we should get everybody to meet up over at Garcia's.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
For a photo op.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw down a couple of tacos.
Oh, right. Yeah. Definitely.
Why were you shaking your head? No.
I was agreeing. Like, yeah.
No, you're like, if Touch comes, I'm not going.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
That's what you were saying before the show.
If he shows up at this Endless Summer tour,
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I was like, he's actually like putting it, he's like one of the main,
yeah.
He's like sort of headlining it. Yeah, like yeah. It's sort of his thing.
I was like, oh.
With him and DRG.
It'll be good.
We love you, Touch. You know we got nothing but love.
Nothing but love, baby.
Jeff does anyway.
Yeah. Arts Muffler.
Yeah, I know.
Another big sponsor of the Endless Summer.
Yes, they are. Go check out Arts Muffler for all your automotive needs.
All of them.
For everything.
He has all kinds of bolt removal going on.
You say that like that's like a big part of business. I've got this broken bolt. It's like, God, I do 600 of these a day. Why does Jeff and Greg keep telling everyone to bring their broken bolts here for me to remove?
He has custom welding, and all of his jobs are guaranteed for life.
As long as you own the vehicle.
As long as you own the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Arts, Muffler, and Repair. The oldest shop in town.
By far.
And the best.
And the nicest person.
Yeah.
He's so nice. Hook you up.
Yeah. Nicer than someone that chomps on Reese's Pieces into a microphone.
What?
You bloody cuck.
Bloody cuck?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a special kind of cuck. He gets real bloody before he watches. Before he sits down and watches.
Yeah.
He's all, yeah, get that blood on me first. Where'd you get that blood from? I was like, I have bloody diarrhea. Like, what? Yes. Score. This is a win. Now, fuck my wife.
Yeah.
Bloody cuck.
Right.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary. I'm sure it's on there.
If not, we'll be adding it soon. Speaking of bloody cucks.
Yeah.
Remember how a couple of weeks ago I was telling you about that new trend I heard about called vabbing?
Oh, yeah. Is it working for these women out
there? Who are all dabbing up that, that coochie essence.
Yeah.
I heard about another trend. You know, every once in a while there's a trend that goes through and it picks up a little bit of steam.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this new trend that I heard about where for people that are trying to, you know, put a spark in their love life,
mm-hmm.
it's called the 30-day intimacy challenge.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I like this one.
You don't know what the game plan is?
Yeah, what is it?
They're doing it, making American love.
Yeah.
Every single day for the month of August.
Yo.
Every
sign
day.
Sign me the fuck up. Sign me up. Yo, sign me up.
Well, you have to have your partner sign up also.
All right.
Is this
damn
catch.
It. Yeah, fuck.
So you should throw that at her when you get home.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
All right. Dude, did I just win? Holy shit, dude. You spit your beer out, bro. Yo, man. You spit it all out.
Yeah, you made me spit it out on the mixer. Okay, yeah, I thought I would just tell you about the new trend and
yeah. Oh,
you
know, fuck.
Give you an idea.
Yeah, spice things up.
Yeah, man.
No, I get it.
People are doing that around here.
Yeah. Ooh. Around here?
Ooh.
Nice.
You got me. You got me good. Yeah, man.
Oh, good.
Got anything else going on, bro?
No, man. There's not a fucking thing going on. Nothing.
Right. Oh, man. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we pulled it off tonight, episode 195.
Another great episode.
Good.
It was fun.
Good fun.
Thanks for inviting me over.
Lots of chuckles.
Yep.
Man. I didn't, you know what? One bad thing that did happen this week.
What?
I did not get much sleep at all. And my watch tracks my sleep. There was one day this week where, like, I never have trouble sleeping. Ever.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I usually am falling asleep before I'm laying down.
Right.
So by the time I'm laying down, I'm already out.
Right.
God damn it. I think it was Wednesday night this week. Dude, I just could not fall asleep. And I literally was, like, just laying there all night. Just, like,
really
looking at nothing.
Was it, like, one of those things where your brain just turned on?
There's, like, a red light in the distance, and I'm just staring at it. Like, yeah. Fucking... I wasn't really even thinking about stuff. It was just fucking... My body couldn't fall asleep.
Right.
And so Thursday, which is my most fucked up day of the week at work, I was... the most tired I fucking have ever felt. Anyway, I looked at my watch because it tracks my sleep.
Right.
And it said I had 1 hour and 14 minutes of sleep the night before.
Wow.
It's like, oh my God. I was feeling it all day. It sucked.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'm looking forward to getting a little bit of...
shut-eye tomorrow?
Yeah. Like
sleeping. Or tonight, I mean.
Sleeping in a little bit.
There you go. Get that sleep in, man. Take a sleeping pill. Take, like, a handful of melatonin. Just pass the fuck out.
Should I take a handful of my daughter's painkillers?
Yeah. Yeah, with alcohol.
Yeah, take the endless nap.
Yeah, the endless summer. That's what they call it.
Yeah, you could host the show by yourself and be like, Jeff's...
Nope. I just won't come. I'm like, oh, he died. Sorry, I'm out.
No, man.
Yeah?
My final wish is I want you to really kill it.
God damn it. You would do that to me?
Yeah.
You fucking asshole.
I want you to pull it off, man.
All right.
Okay. I'm not gonna take painkillers.
Okay. That's good.
To sleep.
Right. All joking aside, we don't condone killing yourself.
Correct. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't condone popping pills.
Right.
Anyway...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So.
All right. Yeah. Let's wrap this bitch up.
Let's wrap it up.
Okie dokie.
Any minute now.
Pretty soon.
Okay. All right, let's do it. That's it. That's episode 195 in the can. Yeah.
Sheesh. In the old shitter.
In the old turd cutter.
The old shit box.
The old stink hole.
I like it.
Anyway, that's it. So until next week, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Greg.
And we out, bitch.
Real talk, motherfuckers.
Fuck Blake.
Fuck that bitch.
But still fuck the Beatles, too.
I always. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.